71.
This is Free Talk Live. We're launching into hour number three of the program, and you can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. We will continue here with your phone calls. Mark, you're going to have to call it out. I'm having serious computer problems this evening.
Oh, no problem.
We're taking next.
I've got Dan in West Virginia on 9:30 a.m.
Hello, Dan, listening on WVTS.
Hey, guys. How you doing this evening?
Good, sir.
What's on your mind?
Good, good. Hey, just a couple comments, if you don't mind. I was listening to the lady before talking about the New World Order, and I noticed it's yes, sir, and I noticed you guys were kind of poking fun at her. But the thing I wanted to say was it really doesn't matter which group is doing these things. The fact of the matter is that it is happening.
Which things?
Are you guys familiar with the FTAA? Free Trade Area of Americas?
Yeah, I've heard of that.
Okay. Well,
the only way I have heard of it is through the Jim Birch Society.
I'll tell you, the only mainstream media guy that's talking about it is Lou Dobbs. And it is happening right now, and they're starting to build a superhighway through Texas up through the middle of the United States into Canada.
Now, I thought this was the SPP.
Well, it's called Free Trade Area of Americas, and what they want to create is called the North American Union.
Now, I'm familiar with the North American Union, and
yeah,
I'm sure that the way that they'll bring that about is when the dollar crashes, they'll bring in the Amero, or whatever that is.
The Northie.
The Northie. and tell us,
right,
this is the new money. See,
right,
it's colorful.
Exactly. Well, I was just wanting to say that, you know, it really doesn't matter who it is, whether it's the Illuminati, the Pope. You know, it doesn't matter. The problem is that it is happening.
Oh, I agree 100% with you. The problem is people in search of power. In fact, when people bring up this New World Order concept, normally I chasten them because it's an oversimplification. The idea that all of the elitists, all members of the same club working toward the same goal is pretty absurd. It seems to me that you've got various different factions, different people that are in search of power, to some extent competing with one another over who will get to grab the reins. But yeah, the real problem is that there are people in search of power, and they're willing to wield that power over others, and we'll lose our freedom as a result of that. So I'm with you 100% there.
Yeah, okay, great, absolutely. And I'd like to just say, too, that when that happens, the North American Union, that we are supposed to start paying taxes to the United Nations, and there will be no more private property rights. They will try and take all of our guns.
I don't think that we have property rights, very many property rights left anyway.
Oh, exactly. But it's going to get worse, is what I'm saying.
Oh, there's no doubt. I mean, they've already taken people's guns after Hurricane Katrina. They went around
and the tornado in Kansas.
That's right. They went around and confiscated people's guns, and they let them get away with it. And we were actually asking this question on the air the other day, that when they come for your guns, well, what do you do about that? It seems like most people just turn them over.
Well, I'm one of those people who will not turn them over. So I just say God help us, and you know, I hope people wake up before it's too late. But I have a bad feeling that it's really too late. So.
Well, I don't know. I don't necessarily agree that it's too late. I think there is a chance for liberty in our lifetime, but I think that it's probably too late for most of America. I think that we're going to see a resurgence of liberty here in New Hampshire, where we've got activists coming in from all across the country that believe in liberty and are willing to get active for it.
Yeah.
They are coming here, and they are making a difference. And I think we are going to be able to see an opportunity to where we can have at least one free place left, and hopefully more people that agree with us will come here and make a stand for freedom, because now is the time. If you wait any longer, if you've considered not paying taxes, or if you've considered dropping out of the system,
you think the government's too big,
or getting active, then now is the time. If you wait, then I think, yes, you will have some serious problems in the future, because we can absolutely see that what we are dealing with today is a police state of America.
Oh, absolutely.
People don't want to agree with it. People don't want to believe it can happen here, but you just have to ask them, well, if you don't think it's a police state, what would it take to convince you that it is a police state? And then
whatever it
out.
Is, yeah, hear them out. But whatever it is, I've got a news story that backs it up.
Yep, it's we've got checkpoints, random
sure.
roadblocks. We've got people. We got cops kicking in people's doors looking for drugs and immigrants, terrorists. You know, they're looking for terrorists, so called. But they're confiscating people's guns.
Don't forget their children. Absolutely. They just take their children
it
away.
It takes you have to have a passport to return from Mexico or Canada now. I mean,
sure.
it's just madness.
Sure. It is madness. You know, one more thing I'd like to say, if you guys don't mind. I'm
go
sorry
ahead.
To take up so much time.
No, go ahead.
But I do have a daughter, and she has autism. Mm. And I'll tell you, she was typically developing until she was 3, and she received the MMR,
oh, no.
the mumps, measles, and rubella shot.
Oh, no.
And they actually combined those about 7 years ago, and there was mm-hmm. a preservative in them called Thimerosal. Thimerosal is mostly mercury.
Yeah, we've heard about that.
Yeah, there are a lot of people, and, you know, the FDA and the CDC have known for years that they are injecting these kids with heavy metals, and it's just a shame. It's really affected my life, of course, my daughter's life, and it's really just opened my eyes to a lot of things that are going on. So, but I appreciate everything you guys are doing, and God bless you all.
Dan, thanks for being out there. We appreciate the phone call tonight. By the way, point of correction, Mark, you mentioned it was 9:30 a.m. he was listening to. Incorrect. It is 9:50 WVTS. So apologies to any station staff or listeners that that might be tuned in.
Confused. Somebody was confused.
Mark, he's an amateur, so it's
what,
okay.
What? What? That's all the information I got.
All right, so 1-800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Let's continue and talk to Gene, the Christian anarchist in Tennessee on the AMP line. Hello, Gene.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Why would you do such a thing?
What did I just say?
You recited a socialist indoctrination mantra.
What did I? Yeah, but you got to look at what is. First of all, the key's on the front, the very first line. I pledge allegiance to the flag. Okay, what does pledge mean? Pledge is basically. I looked at all this stuff up now, so you know now I'm knowledgeable. Pledge is a binding promise. So okay, I'm making a binding promise to the and I'm. I'm pledging what? What kind of promise? Allegiance. Allegiance means a devotion or loyalty. So I'm making a binding promise to devote myself to a flag. Now, what
a
is a flag?
A piece of fabric.
Flag? Yeah, a piece of fabric with some color on it. Mm-hmm. So I'm pledging allegiance to a piece of fabric and to the republic for which it stands. Okay, so also I guess I'm pledging to a republic for which it stands, which is a legal fiction, which doesn't exist except in the minds of the people who are making the pledge. So I guess my point that I'm trying to make is that people should listen to what they're saying. I think most people just state this thing over and over because it's indoctrinated into them and they haven't actually thought about what it's actually saying.
Sure.
And
no.
I don't understand how it even got started. I know it was a socialist guy who pushed it, but I just don't understand how the American people accepted this.
Well, you know, I don't know the exact history as to how it ended up in the government school system, but I imagine it had something to do with him pushing his pledge and the socialists that were running the system like the indoctrination concept and figured that it would work wonders on kids and they were right. You know, you get them to stand up every day before class, put their hands over their hearts, or as it used to be, the old kind of fascist arms stretched out. What do you call that? The Roman salute? Yeah, it used to be the Roman salute. Then the Nazis adopted that. Then they changed it to the hand over the heart. So it's really been just a sordid, disgusting history.
And of course, the republic for which it stands really no longer exists. So I think if the pledge dies, it'll die because I don't think they want us to even think that this used to be a republic because the they want us to believe nowadays, that it's a democracy. So maybe they'll rewrite it.
Yeah, they can just change the words for the democracy for which it stands.
Or the democracy for which it stands.
And people love that idea. Oh, democracy, it's so great.
Yeah, it's really nice when all the people get to tell you what to do.
Glad you brought that up.
And I know, Mark, you love that thing.
I do. I like the play.
He's got a special place in his heart for it, and I think it shows how effective the indoctrination's been. More coming up. You take control. Thanks, Gene. This is Free Talk Live. DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Let's face it, the political landscape today is all about blaming the other guy. Democrats blame Republicans, Republicans blame Democrats. But I've got to say, at least they're throwing rocks in the right direction. We libertarians are good about fighting amongst ourselves. It's time to pick a candidate, a serious candidate for president, and start moving forward. That candidate is George Phillies.
This is George Phillies, libertarian for president. I approved of this message, paid for by Phillies 2008.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929. How much are you willing to lose? Take action now. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129. I believe that we are facing a financial catastrophe of biblical proportion. Over recent decades, numerous economic systems have failed. Current Federal Reserve policy and uncontrolled government spending have set the stage for the United States to be the next target. Secure your assets today by calling 1-800-686-2237, extension 129. Do this while paper can still buy gold. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
My cracked heels were always my nemesis. All my life, I've had dry heels and rough, thickened skin on the soles and sides of my feet. Then my podiatrist told me about Calyx ointment. I am amazed how fast and efficient this product is at softening the hard spots. Since using Calyx, the split and cracked skin on my heels is gone, leaving them smooth and healthy looking. I'm so grateful and no longer embarrassed in sandals. If you have dry, cracked feet, I recommend Calyx ointment. You'll find it in the foot care section at drugstores, mass retailers, and supercenters.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Imagine a firefly, simple and innocent, the ability to light the night sky. The ozone layer, unseen by the naked eye, life-sustaining. Our ocean, primordial soup, breathes life. Bring the wonders of nature home.
Sole salt lamps, handcrafted from million-year-old crystal salt, will gently ionize and purify your indoor air, helping you breathe easier. Nourish your mind and body with soothing colors for deep relaxation and neutralize EMF radiation, protecting your family's health.
Visit SOLAYWellness.com for powerful, simple, life-sustaining Soleil Wellness products created from nature in harmony with nature.
Hi, I'm Isabella, founder of Soleil Wellness. Visit us or call 866-497-0274. 866-497-0274.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want via the toll-free number at 1-800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line, live Saturday edition. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those on us. They include the updates. You get signed up, we'll keep you in the loop. Whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live, just go to updates.freetalklive.com to get on the list for free. That's updates.freetalklive.com. Are you remodeling your kitchen or bath? Well, now you can purchase knobs, pulls, and faucets at wholesale prices and support a business that supports Free Talk Live. Internobs.com. Save 10% on your order if you use the code FTL at checkout. That's internobs.com, internknobs.com. Friendly service and wholesale prices for knobs, pulls, and more. Internobs.com. Real quick, before we continue with the phone calls here, since Gene, the Christian anarchist, brought up the pledge, and he wasn't too sure about the history, and neither were we. I'm on Wikipedia, so let me share a little bit of this with you. Kind of interesting. As we already know, the Pledge of Allegiance was written by Francis Bellamy back in 1892. Now, Francis Bellamy was a self-proclaimed National Socialist, though I guess he considered himself a Christian Socialist, but he was a Socialist, which isn't supposed to be what this country was about.
Now, that's not what I heard, at least.
And so he wrote the pledge, which originally read, "I pledge allegiance to my flag and the republic for which it stands, one nation indivisible with liberty and justice for all, America." And the pledge was supposed to be quick and to the point. He designed it to be stated in 15 seconds. He had initially also considered using the words equality and fraternity, but decided they were too controversial. Since many people opposed equal rights for women and blacks, Bellamy said the purpose of the pledge was to teach obedience to the state as a virtue. What more do you need to know about it? It is an indoctrination technique to get you to be obedient, to get you to believe that the state is the end-all be-all and that it is so wonderful and that government is great and that you should be happy to be a citizen.
And I think that we have, that America enjoys a history of liberty that is fantastic, but that doesn't mean that our government is somehow exempt from the inefficiencies that are, surround all government, and that somehow our political system manages to keep out the most nefarious people that would be our rulers.
So by this time in history, government had already taken over the school system by the late 1800s. It had already done that. And so, apparently, according to Wikipedia, after a proclamation by President Benjamin Harrison, the pledge was first used in public schools on October 12th, 1892, which is the same year it was written, I think, here. Let's see. Yep. Same year. So it didn't take long for him to write it and it to make it into popular use. It was done during Columbus Day observances. And says here that then in 1923, the National Flag Conference called for the word "my flag" or the words "my flag" to be changed to the flag of the United States. Then there was some Supreme Court cases over whether or not religious people could object to the pledge on the basis of idolatry. First, they were told they could not and they must do the pledge. And then later the Supreme Court overturned that. And so there was at that point a religious exemption. Now, here's the most interesting part.
Can you imagine people being told, "No, you must say the Pledge of Allegiance"?
It's a free country, Mark.
That's sick.
Well, here's another one for you. A little bit of detail on the salute that we mentioned before. Before World War II, the pledge would begin with the right hand over the heart during the phrase, "I pledge allegiance." The arm was then extended toward the flag at the phrase, "to the flag."
Right.
So
it's hand over the heart. It's a Nazi salute. There's no doubt about it. Francis Bellamy was a National Socialist. All you need to know is that in German, that's Nazi. Well, Nazi is short for it.
Mm-hmm.
The fact is, Francis Bellamy, a Nazi. The salute, Nazi salute. To the flag. Period.
The arm was then extended toward the flag at the phrase "to the flag," and it remained outstretched during the rest of the pledge with the palm facing upward as if to lift the flag. So when you hear people talking about the pledge and the controversy that surrounds the pledge today, they're getting it wrong. The court cases that you'll see today and the discussions you'll see today about the pledge, they all accept the pledge as something good and wonderful and necessary. The argument today is over the phrase "under God," whether or not that should be separation of church and state and all of that. And Yeah, okay, I understand all that, but that's not the point. That's not the real issue with the pledge. The real issue with the pledge is the pledge itself. The real issue is that what in the world is socialist indoctrination, state-worshipping nonsense like this, doing in popular culture in a country that calls itself a free place? This is brainwashing, plain and simple, and I understand that if this is the first time you've ever heard any of this, this could come off as shocking. This could come off as iconoclastic. But it's the truth. Francis Bellamy was a national socialist, and the pledge is socialist indoctrination. If your children are saying the pledge at school, you should seriously consider getting them to stop. And if their teacher gets upset, which you can pretty much guarantee they will, then your kids should tell the teacher exactly why they've stopped saying the pledge. Oh, I'm sorry. Mom told me that this was the pledge was written by a national socialist, and I don't believe in socialism.
Now, I understand why some people would want to do that, but at the same time, when I go to Chamber of Commerce meetings and they have this little pledge thing, it doesn't bother me at all. I like saying it.
I don't know why you like it. I mean, you just said a moment ago it's socialist indoctrination.
Hey, you know, I know which part of what I believe when I say it is that I am.
You're helping propagate it, Mark.
I'm swearing to the tenets that founded this country, the idea of liberty, self-actualization.
But that's not what the pledge is about, and you're helping propagate misinformation by participating in it.
I don't think
you're just trying to blend into the group, Mark. You're trying to not stick out like a sore thumb, and you know, if you didn't do it, someone might ask you a question. You could explain to them why.
I think there are times to make one stand and times not to.
I think this is an easy stand to take. It's a simple stand to take. It's backed up by history, and I think it's kind of sad that you don't, considering you understand completely what it's about and you continue to engage in a behavior.
Yep, that's the way it goes.
1-800-259-9231. We continue. G in New York. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, G.
Hey, it's me. Hello, can you hear me?
We've got you. What's on your mind?
Yeah, I'm G in Brooklyn, not New York. That's Manhattan.
Sorry about that. Go ahead.
Hey, just two quick statements and two quick questions. First of all, though, you brought up another thing I was that I care about, especially the other caller. The key statement is liberty and justice for all.
Mm-hmm.
That makes any sense to you. My two questions to you are, I missed a couple shows, so you said you left the Libertarian Party.
That's correct.
I was wondering why. Like, is it because they became too much of a party, or did they start espousing something that you disbelieve in?
The latter. They no longer adhere to the principle that they once did. The Libertarian Party is, at one time, it was unique because it was the only political party that actually had a principle behind it. They still call themselves the Party of Principle, but they don't adhere to it anymore. And last week they issued a press release that was just the absolute last straw for me, and so I went ahead and revoked my lifetime membership.
I understand. And my other question is, it's probably more for other listeners. You were talking about Germany. I'm leaving the country, and I listen on GCN, and they have the hempusa.org. I was wondering, can I order that stuff and eat it and leave the country safely?
I couldn't tell you.
That is a good question. You should probably call the advertiser and ask them that. I have no idea, but more is coming up. Thank you for the call, G. We appreciate it. More on the way. Free Talk Live.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz, author of 15 books on health and natural healing. Vaccines included, medicines kill more people every year than any illness. The cost of drug side effects in America is more than $200 billion annually, with the worst toll taken by antibiotics. But there is a cure for this medical madness that has remained secret. OxySilver, developed by NASA scientists to keep astronauts healthy, is an evolutionary new dietary supplement making deadly vaccinations and antibiotics obsolete. Taking 1 to 2 teaspoons daily boosts natural immunity without drug toxicity. OxySilver combines oxygen and silver in a new way. The oxygen becomes a supercharged germ killer, freeing your immune system to fight colds, flus, cancers, and more. Build disease defenses naturally, painlessly, powerfully, safely, and inexpensively with OxySilver. Order your supply now by calling toll-free 1-877-817-9829. That's 1-877-817-9829. Do it now.
Imagine walking down the street and hearing footsteps behind you. They get closer and closer, and suddenly you have a sense something bad is going to happen. What are you going to do to defend yourself? Tebow Tech specializes in non-lethal self-defense products for you and your family. With everything from stun guns and tasers to personal alarms and pepper spray, Tebow Tech will arm you with the most advanced non-lethal products anywhere on the net. Not sure where to start? The Tebow Tech Essentials Package is great for you or to share with your family. It comes with a 950,000-volt cell phone stun gun, a multi-pack of pepper sprays, an extremely loud personal alarm, and a how-to book for defending yourself with pepper spray, all at a low price. With these or any of Tebow Tech's products, you have the tools to defend yourself against an attack and get yourself to safety. Don't be a victim. Be a victor. Stock up now. TebowTech.com. That's TebowTech.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a 6-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. It'll prevent future problems and help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results when taking Heart and Body Extract. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart and Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Doctors who have tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results as well. Here's what Dr. Goodman has to say about his experience with the product.
If you notice that most times you hear these drug ads on TV, they have a list a possible side effect. I find that if you're going to take something that if you're trading one problem for 5 or 6 other problems, that to me doesn't make sense. Using something that is natural, that is absorbed into the body, particularly because it's in a liquid form, I think is the best way to go.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extra today. Call 1-866-295-5305. That's 1-866-295-5305. Or go to hbextract.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. It's the live Saturday show. Bring up whatever's on your mind via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Is Ian here with you?
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. By the way, those features include live streams, broadband version of the show, and a dial-up version, both free for you, at freetalklive.com. SACL CAI has a full-orbed approach to account recovery. It's really three companies in one. They do collections, early outbilling, and they purchase charged-off receivables. SACL knows the way they treat your customer reflects on you, so their staff is respectful, and they record every call, and they have the best equipment money can buy, so your business is handled as efficiently as possible. See their banner at freetalklive.com. That's SACL CAI. As we go to your phone calls, ladies first, Dana in Texas. Actually, is it Dana in Texas?
Yeah, can you hear me?
We've got you, Dana. What's on your mind tonight?
Okay. Well, I'm coming from a cell phone, and sometimes it doesn't sound like I'm coming through. I was calling about the New Hampshire, I believe it is, state of Live Free and people moving there that you were talking about a while ago.
The Free State Project, where 20,000 liberty-loving activists are all moving to New Hampshire in order to get active for freedom.
Right. I have a question about that.
Sure.
And I'm for it. I think it sounds wonderful. But if physically this government decided to make an impact on them or make a point, how would they fend off all of the military stuff that could hit them?
I don't think that anyone's really too concerned about that. That's certainly one of the objections that comes up. What if they roll in tanks? Well,
yeah.
What if they roll in tanks where you live?
They can roll in tanks any old time they want, anywhere they want. So this, the sort of the scare tactic of what if they do something awful to you is not persuasive, or it's not persuasive enough to get me to stop being active for liberty. It's not going to get me to shut up. It's not going to get me to stop doing this show. It's not going to get me to move back to Florida. We're here now, and we are active for liberty, and they haven't rolled in any tanks yet, and there's going to be more people coming up here. I imagine there are some people that would probably defend themselves. I imagine some people would run, so I think it'd probably be different for each individual.
Well, do you foresee then y'all being able to keep the government at bay for your principles, as long as you profess them, of living free? I mean, I understand and I think it's wonderful, but I think if the government decided to crack down on y'all, like stealing the kids here mm-hmm. in Texas, just to make an example, so to say, how in the world would you be able to fend for yourselves against a military like they have? And they don't play fair. No, they don't.
I don't have an answer for you, Dan.
I don't intend to use violence against the government, because the government is very, very good at using violence.
Yeah.
They are the organization that has the monopoly privilege on violence, and they've used the time that they've had with it to become very good.
Right. Our activists are not violent. We're going to achieve liberty through nonviolent means. If violence happens, it will be because of the government starting the violence. And I think that's the question Dan is asking about is, you know, well, how would we deal with that, you know, if they actually did roll in tanks? And I think that in today's day and age, it'd be pretty shocking to most of America if the U.S. government rolled tanks into one of its own states. It'd be like the Civil War all over again, and I think that's too bad. It's bad PR. They didn't get very good PR out of rolling a tank into the Waco compound, and you're talking about an entire state here.
Well, think about Arkansas and different places during the Civil War, or not the Civil War, but the 60s. With the blacks trying to go to school in public colleges and all of the racial protests that occurred besides Vietnam. And then you've got Kent State College. I mean, there's a precedence for this.
The history of governments is a history of violence. There's no doubt about that. And I understand why you're frightened, but there's no point in being...
No, I'm not frightened. I'm just concerned.
I appreciate your concern.
How would y'all deal with this?
I have no idea.
What's on the agenda
cameras.
If the government does that?
Cameras,
YouTube, broadcasting.
You know, just getting out as much information to the American people as possible.
Yep.
Because the American people don't get to see the ravages of war that its government perpetrates. I mean, how many Americans have seen numbers I've seen upwards of 100,000 Iraqis killed in this war? How many Americans have seen pictures of bodies?
Not very many. Dana, thank you for the call, and thank you for your concern tonight. We certainly appreciate it. 1-800-259-9231. There's no point in I don't feel this way. I'm sure there are some people that are stockpiling ammo and guns and stuff. I, for one, don't see any point in focusing on that. I don't think it's a very realistic possibility. I think that we're having tremendous success as it is, considering the very small amount of people that have moved here already, the early movers of the Free State Project. We're going to have 1,000 movers by the end of 1,000 people in state by the end of this year because of the first 1,000 program. There are going to be more coming after that. And these are people that are not wild-eyed crazies. These are people with families. These are people that are members of their community, and they're respectable. And so, I mean, what are they going to do exactly? Roll in tanks and start shooting anybody? Are they going to go and house to house to Free State Project members and take us away in the middle of the night? I don't know. I suppose all of that is possible. And Dana is right. Their history is one of violence and being awful. But I think focusing on that as a possibility is not a healthy thing. Let's focus on freedom. Let's focus on achieving liberty. Let's focus on the path that we need to take to get there. Whether you believe it's through politics or whether you believe it's through market-based action, that's what we should be focusing on. We should not be focusing on, well, what if they do this or what if they do that? Let's focus on what we need to do to achieve liberty in our lifetime and then worry about whatever happens when it happens. I don't want to make it sound like I'm not prepared or that I'm advocating people not be prepared. I just don't think that's a very realistic possibility. And if you do, well, you shouldn't come here.
Yep. I just don't think it's going to happen. I just don't.
1-800-259-9231. And besides, Now is
this
the time.
This is an 1860. Communication
right.
is much faster now.
Yeah.
It's much
they
more vivid
tank in, we're
and
gonna
clear.
Know.
People are going to, if they shoot people, they're going to see the bodies.
They sure are.
And the fact is, the government and cops and soldiers, those people are scared of cameras like we are of guns.
And the government is already...
Because they're people that work under violence.
The government's already doing awful things to people around the country. We talked last night about how they steal... She mentioned stealing children. We talked last night quite a bit about various different instances of the government stealing children from people. We mentioned earlier tonight about the government taking people's guns away. The government is a terrible organization that is very violent.
All governments.
Yes. And it's only going to get worse. So one thing is for sure, Dana, and the rest of you that believe that, oh, no, they might roll in tanks. One thing's for sure. The government you have today is violent, it is dangerous, and it is only a few steps away from being a total police state. We already have an essential police state in this country, but it's only going to get worse. So you have to ask yourself, are you going to do something about it, or are you just going to sit there and watch as they put up more and more roadblocks and more controls on your life and your freedom and more taxes and more oppression? Because I guarantee you, that's what's going to happen where you are. Here in New Hampshire, we've got some of the best liberty-oriented activists in the world, in the entire country, and we're holding the line for liberty at this point, and we're going to start advancing liberty very, very soon. So there's one direction that it's going in for most of the country. I think we can turn it around here. And if I'm wrong, then I'm wrong.
Yep.
But I can tell you what, you're guaranteed more tyranny where you are.
Right. Then I wasted my life for liberty. You wasted your life. For what, you know?
Let's continue with your phone calls. Go to Jamie in South Carolina, listening on WSC-FM. Hello, Jamie.
Hey, how you guys doing tonight?
Hey, what's on your mind?
I was calling in about, I had heard y'all speaking about the pledge.
Yes.
Earlier, and...
The socialist pledge.
Right. Well, I just had to disagree with that, because I've never really heard anything about the socialist standpoint of that, but,
part do you want to disagree with? The actual history of the pledge?
Well, I mean, I would have to research it more to understand it, but...
If you research it, you'll find out what we said. So take what we say as true, and then go ahead and you know, make your point.
Right. Well, basically, I'm with the other guy in the idea that I say the pledge with the thought of what I cherish about America.
So it's okay with you that a socialist wrote it, and you say it for the things that you love about America.
I mean, if a socialist wrote it, that's not okay with me, but, I mean...
It's true. He wrote it, and the intention was to teach obedience to the state as a virtue. Do you agree with that? More coming up. We'll bring you back, Jamie. This is Free Talk Live. Only moments remain, but just enough time for your call.
Founded by veterans who love the great full-bodied taste of rich gourmet coffee, but who couldn't often afford it or get it during their deployment, JustPlainJoe.com offers 66 different flavors, roasted to order from top-quality Arabica coffee beans, and all at a reasonable price, because you shouldn't have to take out a loan for a good cup of joe.
Support our GIs by sending them a bag now, or try some for yourself by visiting JustPlainJoe.com. Most orders delivered in just a few business days by UPS. Buy 5 packages and save on shipping.
Are you remodeling your kitchen or bath? Perhaps you just want to easily update the look of those old cabinets or that old set of drawers. InterKnobs.com offers a wide variety of knobs, pulls, bath accessories, and plumbing fixtures for every taste and budget. Free Talk Live listeners can save 10% on all InterKnobs.com merchandise by using code FTL at checkout. That's InterKnobs.com. InterKnobs.com. Friendly service and wholesale prices for knobs, pulls, and more at InterKnobs.com. And don't forget, use code FTL to save 10%.
Why should we fire Congress? Because they use the Constitution of the United States as a scrap of paper. They swear an oath to follow it, and then they reject it. That was their employment document. They haven't followed it. Congressmen, senators, you're fired.
Washington, you're fired!
I think it's the next freedom to fascism.
Washington, You're Fired was born out of sheer frustration with abuses in our current political system, and it gives a voice to Americans across the country. Washington, You're Fired examines constitutional issues as they relate to the Katrina disaster, the president's illegal spy program, NSA data mining, FISA secret court, the illegal wiretapping of millions of Americans, and the last 7 years of terror-related spy bills, how they affect you, and what you can do about it. Washington, You're Fired captures the spirit and zest of an old-fashioned Boston Tea Party. Kem Williams describes the film as a rabble-rousing call to arms. We invite you to make the change with us. Help take back our government now. Go to TakeBackWashington.com and get the video tools you need for the information war. We have a plan to take back our government. Please visit TakeBackWashington.com.
Someday, cancer, diabetes, and poor health may disrupt your life. Are you going to be the one in four who gets cancer in their lifetime? Well, now you can set aside your worries and offset that chance with AlkaVita. AlkaVita is a pure elemental liquid silicon that is high in oxygen and highly alkaline to help balance our acidic lifestyles. Fast food and unhealthy habits contribute to excess acid and the undesirable effects that lay foundations of disease and poor health. Do you remember the old saying, an apple a day keeps the doctor away? Those words of wisdom are true. Your body heals itself when eating well. Rather than fighting the effects of chemicals like corn syrup, sugar, preservatives, and other unpronounceable ingredients, your body is the best pharmacy in the world, and with AlkaVita, it can help your body naturally neutralize excess body acid and help hydrate your body, promoting the energized, healthier you. Go to AlkaVitaHealth.com. That's A-L-K-A-V-I-T-A Health.com. Or call 800-651-4011. That's 800-651-4011.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well thought out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are free. And if you like the show, want to help support Free Talk Live, then shop with us at the store. Go to store.freetalklive.com. Get your hands on great Free Talk Live branded merchandise. Again, store.freetalklive.com. As we go back to your calls, Jamie is still on the line in South Carolina, listening on WSC-FM. And we're talking about the Pledge of Allegiance. And, Jamie, you said that even though you understand that it may be socialist indoctrination, you believe that, you know, when you say the pledge, you think about the ideals that make America great, freedom, liberty, that sort of thing. Those are the things that you think about. But I just wanted to make sure that you understood the purpose of the pledge. This is from the author, Francis Bellamy, a national socialist. You know, the Nazis, that's what Nazi stood for. I'm sure you knew that.
Yeah, I did.
So he was a Nazi, and he said the purpose of the pledge was to teach obedience to the state as a virtue. So that's the purpose of the pledge. Now, you know, maybe that's, I don't know if that's lost on you or if, I understand where you're coming from, but I just wanted to make sure you understood, what the, you know, the aim of the Pledge of Allegiance was.
Right, right. I understand. Is there any reading or say a book or something that y'all may have that I might could read more on that subject?
I don't know of any books, but the
you can Google history of the pledge.
Yeah, Wikipedia's got it, and it's got all kinds of citations that you can go and read more about. And there's all kinds of actual photographic evidence of children in the early portion of the 20th century actually doing the fascist salute to the pledge, which is kind of scary when you see it.
Now, Jamie, this is Mark. I like. It's kind of saying the pledge. Sometimes I really get a good feeling in my heart when I hear the Star Spangled Banner, and I like the whole 1976 bicentennial thing. I'm really into all that stuff. But have you ever heard the pledge of I don't know, England before? The Pledge of Allegiance of England?
I know of no other nation that has a pledge.
You're right. There isn't a single other nation that has one.
Right.
Don't you think that's weird?
I mean, I've never really put much thought to it.
Yeah. That's the thing. Most people don't think about it. They accept it as fact. They accept it as a good thing. And, you know, who could question the pledge? You're raised with it from birth.
I'm disturbed by it. However, I like, you know, I enjoy it sometimes.
That's the purpose.
I'm disturbed by
it. It's supposed to give you warm fuzzies on the inside.
It
so
works.
When you look at the flag, you feel good. And it's sort of like a nationalist warm fuzzy thing. And it encourages nationalism, which is the antithesis of patriotism.
Right,
thank you for the
right.
call tonight, sir. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231. See, there's a big difference between believing in the flag versus believing in liberty. Flag's just a piece of cloth. Worshipping the flag and worshipping the state, worshipping the United States, that to me is pretty unhealthy. That to me is anti-freedom. But to believe in liberty and
patriot,
to appreciate freedom, that's patriotic, and
right.
I have a lot of respect for that.
A patriot, is for liberty and defends other people's liberty.
Yeah. Don't confuse the two.
Right.
There's a big divide between patriotism and nationalism.
Some people that are, you know, and some people in the country are for liberty and some people aren't. Certainly, I think the government, all governments are sort of antithetical to liberty because what is it doing? It's governing people.
To govern means to control.
I think we need a certain amount of control, but, you know, at the same time, we've got way, way, way too much, and I don't trust the people that have gotten in control of the federal government.
Well, I think the marketplace would provide enough incentives for people to control themselves if we just let it operate, but that's another issue. Let's continue with your phone calls and talk to Matt in Illinois on the AMP line. Hello, Matt. Matt, Illinois, going once. Matt in Illinois, going twice. See ya. 800-259-9231. So with that in mind, let's see, Mark, did you have something else to talk about tonight? Because if not, I think we're going to have to go to a story about a woman who actually escaped from prison.
Okay.
She was in search of her freedom.
I got something, but I liked yours better.
She actually got away, and this is a story from Michigan, MLive.com reporting. Marie Walsh kept a low profile for 32 years, trying to escape her past life as Susan Lefebvre. The Thomas Township native raised three children with her husband of 23 years, Alan, who never knew she was using an assumed identity. Authorities wanted her for escaping from a Detroit prison a year into a maximum 20-year sentence on heroin charges. Now Ms. Lefebvre, who's 53, is in jail awaiting extradition from California to Michigan on an escape warrant. Authorities say she's likely to face...
Heroin? 20
that's right.
years?
That's right. She's likely to face years in prison before she's eligible for parole.
I don't see any point in it.
She was arrested April 24th outside her home in San Diego's posh Carmel Valley area wearing a sweatsuit and driving a black Lexus SUV.
I wonder how she got caught.
Authorities say an anonymous caller who tipped Michigan authorities blew her cover. Lefebvre said from her detention facility, "It's been a secret no one knew for so long and now everybody knows." She says, "I hope there's some mercy." Lefebvre, who grew up in the second of five children, was 19 when police arrested her during an undercover drug operation in 1974. She said she got into drugs after high school because she was despondent over the death of her teenage sweetheart in the Vietnam War. Her parents, strict Catholics who took away her John Lennon albums and prohibited their daughter from wearing faded blue jeans, encouraged her to plead guilty to spare the family the embarrassment of a court trial, she said. Lefebvre said she agreed to plead guilty to conspiracy and violation of drug laws in hopes of winning leniency, but ended up receiving the maximum sentence of 10 to 20 years. She said, "I kept thinking it had to be a mistake. I was supposed to have probation." She said that while she'd used drugs, she never sold them. The marshal's officer who arrested Lefebvre said, "She told me it was the 1970s. Everyone was doing heroin. It's not like it is today." She said other inmates threatened her at the Detroit House of Corrections, now known as the Robert Scott Correctional Facility, and one night she decided she had to leave. Her grandfather and another relative agreed to meet her, and in February, in 1976, she walked across an open yard, threw her jacket over a barbed wire fence, and climbed over, then started running. "They had helicopters looking for me. You don't think about fear. You don't have time. You just run," she said. When she got into the car, her relative was saying rosary for her. A few weeks later, friends let her ride with them to California, where she changed her name to Marie, her middle name. Lefebvre said only a few people knew her secret. She'd told a fiancé who broke their engagement, and she kept it secret when she married her husband, her current husband of 23 years, Alan Walsh. "We're still just getting over this, but it's been a tremendous shock for us," said Alan. He described his wife as a woman of the highest integrity and compassion. So, Does anybody out there really think this woman should go back to jail for all of that time? I know, you Law and Order types are probably out there, she escaped from prison, she's got to go back, make her serve the full sentence. And you can bet that's what the government's looking to do here. So is prison all about rehabilitation, or is it all about filling some time in a place?
Well, I think prison's about punishment, and it's about correction at the same time.
Number one, she's living a fine life. She's got children.
So she's correct.
She's an upstanding member of society, so she's fine.
Mm-hmm.
So there's that part that's taken care of. And then the whole heroin issue, happened 20 years ago.
My question
just
is,
drugs, so who cares?
Exactly. If you're punishing her, you're punishing her for doing something to someone who was harmed.
No one.
So what's there to punish her for?
She broke some law.
I mean, somebody might be able to make the argument that she needs to be corrected for abusing heroin 30 years ago. But
yeah.
Exactly why does she need to be punished? What's she being punished for?
It's just the insanity of the system, Mark.
Right. Other than giving bureaucrats jobs as prison guards, what's the point?
I'm sure they're patting themselves on the back here because they've caught...
Did we find out exactly how she got caught?
Someone snitched her out.
Oh. That much later?
Well, it was some sort of tip that it really
had
wasn't
been
too,
a family member, right?
Yeah, it really wasn't too detailed.
I'm sure it
that.
Wasn't.
So just an awful story and totally unnecessary. They plucked this woman from her life. She wasn't harming anybody, and she didn't harm anybody back in the 70s. She has successfully escaped from prison, and I guess the state, you know, they've got their little system, and they don't want it to seem like someone could get away with that.
Well,
they're going to throw the book at her.
That's not even what the point is. The point is that the system, it's once the ball is put into motion, it has to stay in motion. I mean, that's just what they do.
Right.
They, you
doesn't
know,
matter
they find
how they
somebody,
feel.
Find an escaped criminal.
Yeah.
They take that escaped criminal. They put them back in jail.
Yeah,
they have to serve their time.
It
they
doesn't matter how they feel. It's that's the rules. We must obey. Let's continue with your calls. We've got to go to Beth in Indianapolis, listening on WXNT. Hey, Beth.
Hello, gentlemen.
Hey, what's on your mind?
Oh, well, I just turned the radio on and found you on 1430, and you were talking about tanks and da-da-da about the government.
Mm-hmm.
I've been telling people how scary it is and that it seems that we can't even get rid of these power-hungry people by voting.
Nope.
What are you all about?
Well, we've got 20 seconds to answer your question.
Well, I need longer.
But, well, what you should do is tune in again next week. We'll be on again. We're on every Saturday night there in Indy. And you can also listen to us
7 to 10 p.m.
7 to 10 Eastern. So join us then. Call us back then, too. We can answer the question a lot better
thank
at that
you.
Time. But the Free State Project is the short answer to your question at freestateproject.org. All right. It has been Ian here with you.
And Mark.
We will join you on Monday night. And you can join us online in the meantime at freetalklive.com. Wishing you a happy and safe weekend.
Carrying around extra pounds is hard on your body and your emotions. Do you want to take some weight off? Diets are a dime a dozen, and they all work a little bit, but they require people to change their lives and forego the foods they love. I've been introduced by a doctor to a product that can cause you to lose up to 25 pounds in just 9 days without requiring you to permanently change your diet. Go to FTLDiscount.com, read some real testimonials, and find out how to order. FTLDiscount.com. It doesn't matter if you have a little to lose or a whole lot. FTLDiscount.com.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at 4 times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.